WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 40 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. From last Thursday through 2 in the morning yesterday, College Station Police has logged 36 more vehicle burglaries. 15 were reported last Saturday and 7 took place yesterday between midnight and 2 a.m. at two apartment complexes where suspects made forced entry and took whatever they could. During the same 7-day period in Bryan, police received 6 cases between 0 and 2 reports a day. Just after 1:30 yesterday morning, Bryan police responded to a crash involving 2 pickup trucks on Villa Maria in front of the municipal golf course. One driver died. Police report 23-year-old Ross Lightfoot of Silsby, Texas, crossed the center line and struck the driver's side door of the other truck. The other driver was taken to a hospital for treatment of minor injuries. The BPD news release states speed was a contributing factor in the collision. A gang member with ties to Bryan and Hearn has been added to the DPS 10 Most Wanted Fugitives list. A mugshot of 32-year-old Michael Christopher Sanchez is online at WTAW.com, along with information on how to claim a reward of up to $7,500. Sanchez has eluded authorities for more than 2 years on charges of engaging in organized criminal activity and parole violation. The Texas Senate's Health and Human Services Committee is taking public testimony this week on 3 pro-life legislative proposals. The committee chairman is Brazos County Senator Charles Schwertner.
Fetal tissue donation, as well as the banning of partial birth abortions in the state of Texas. That's already against federal law, partial birth abortions, but it's not against state law.
The third proposal would ban what Schwertner says is a controversial abortion procedure where fetal death is caused by dismembering a living fetus in the womb. As Texas lawmakers work to reform child protective services, efforts are being made locally to help children in the foster care system.
All of the children that we work with have suffered some sort of abuse or neglect. The state has deemed their home not safe for them to stay in.
Voices for Children Executive Director Leanna Reich says they recruit and train court-appointed special advocates or CASA volunteers to help foster children find permanent homes. Reich says this includes serving as a link between the child and the court system. If you're interested in becoming a CASA volunteer, the next orientation is in March. Visit vfcbrazos.org for details. The call for nominations is out for the 24th Bryan Rotary 10 Business Performance Awards.
Analysts at the Mays Business School will calculate and ascertain the winners to be announced at the awards luncheon. Businesses who are nominated will receive an application asking them to apply for the award. And in case you're getting bogged down in those details and you're doubtful as to whether that company, that one company you're thinking of nominating would qualify, nominate anyway. Let them figure that out, okay?
Nominations Committee Chairman Hayden Riley says the deadline is March 15th and the awards luncheon is June 14th. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 40 degrees. Our text line is open, 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
My wife tells me I'm a terrible listener.
My wife says the same thing, but I heard her loud and clear when she told me to take our old rusted patio furniture to Jackrabbit Powder Coating.
Quick Bunny Flower Toting?
No, Earl, Jackrabbit Powder Coating. Now we take everything metal we own and have it powder coated. It's a tough finish, far superior to paint, so it looks great and stands the test of time.
Okay, so Jack Dragon Trouser Roasting. I got it.
Earl, it's Jackrabbit Powder Coating, a company worth remembering.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:09. Brazos Valley weather. Yeah, a little chilly out there this morning. Weather's brought to you this morning by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, and your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Mild weather in place across the region for today and tomorrow, and it gets a whole lot warmer by the time we get into Saturday. Sunshine today, 65 to 70. Tonight, increasingly cloudy with a low of 45 to 50. Clouds tomorrow, there could be a stray shower, high 65 to 70. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 55 to 60. It's partly sunny Saturday, high Saturday, 75 to near 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620. WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M softball team earned a win over Sam Houston State behind a shutout by junior Trinity Harrington yesterday. We'll hear from Coach Joe Evans on that. Meanwhile, we'll take a look forward to the Aggie men's and women's basketball teams and hear from both coaches as they get set to take the court tonight. And in the NBA, all three Texas teams hit the hardwood last night. We'll take a look at all the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, there you go, 610. Yeah, it was chilly this morning. I didn't like that very much. Well, it's okay.
It's February.
That's right, and it'll be 80 this weekend.
Yeah. We should kind of be expecting chilly in February, but that hasn't necessarily been the case.
Okay, so for you guys, when was the last time you were in Barnes & Noble?
Ooh, probably within the last month at least.
Okay.
It's been a few months for me, probably.
So, all right, so Chelsea, like what time of day were you there?
Midday.
Okay.
Mid-afternoon.
All right, Brad, do you remember when you were there?
Same, yeah, it was about the afternoon.
Well, now, are there students hanging out, drinking coffee, and working on their iPads and stuff there?
Sometimes.
Well, I remember, you know, when it first opened, it was a deal. And back then, that was probably the only is the Starbucks in there?
They sell Starbucks coffee. Okay. So it's kind of a weird.
All right. Kind of a, yeah.
Yeah. Right. It's Barnes & Noble, but they sell Starbucks coffee. Yeah.
But the idea is that, I mean, when I recall when I used to frequent there, I mean, they really were okay with folks just hanging out.
Yeah.
Which I'm not sure I get, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's not a library.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And not sure how much money they're making because they're just buying that first coffee and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, coffee house is a different situation. You know, if you go to Mugwalls or something like that. Then,
sure, because they're not selling books.
Right.
Yeah. Which does not exist anymore.
Yeah, is
yes.
that right? Is that gone? That's a shame. Well, yeah. Anyway.
But
you know
saying.
What I'm saying.
Oh,
so
yeah.
The idea is hanging out. So grumpy waiters in Vienna, traditionally, you know, that's just part of who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're tired of tourists who are coming in, powering up their batteries for hours, charging up their phones. I mean, so what happens is, you know, they go to these restaurants that are near landmarks and they just want to hang out and enjoy it. And that's fine, open air cafes, but they're using up their batteries.
Sucking
their
electricity. That sweet, sweet power.
Exactly. Tired of tourists powering up their batteries for hours, the owner of one cafe has introduced a €1, that's about $1 and a nickel, for those who even plug in their mobiles.
Oh, wow.
Tourists always electricity, electricity, electricity. That's what he says. He doesn't speak English real well. but what they're doing is customers who charge during a 15-minute coffee can still get it free, but if they stay any longer than that, that's when they have to pay.
That's not a bad idea. I've heard an hour rule that you have to purchase something every hour that you're there.
I think that's fair.
Sure. Well, I mean, I think especially in, like, for instance, you're saying like a Barnes & Noble, it makes sense because otherwise they're just using the books and, you know, dog-earing the page corners and stuff and then putting
them
back.
Well, but I don't even think they're reading the books in Barnes & Noble. I think they're there to study.
Yeah.
I think they go,
quiet
but they're
environment.
Taking a semi-quiet environment. Mm-hmm. And now the nice part is about the one here, at least, it's a pretty good size. There are quite a few
sure,
tables.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, three, and they're taking up two of those three.
Yeah, right.
But I get the point.
I get
what you're saying.
And there are chairs around that's the big store, so
right.
that the people can sit over there if they
mm-hmm.
want to. And so that part does make a difference. But, you know, as you think about it, that does become more and more important to people. And it costs money to run those outlets.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
there's an expense
True.
Involved right there. And so I think that's probably only fair that you do a recapture on that.
I sometimes wonder, even at the coffee places, how many students go in and don't order anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just sit at a table. They have their, you know, water bottle and their books. And I don't even see them buy coffee.
And then you're the owner of the business and you're the jerk.
Right, for kicking them out.
Exactly. Yeah. Just going over and saying, would you buy something? And
right.
I think that makes absolute sense. That's,
yeah.
That's certainly fine as far as I'm concerned. But anyhow,
yeah.
that's how they're
going to
do it, at least in Vienna for a little while.
Charge them.
That's it.
I don't think that's a bad idea.
No.
Me either.
Well, it probably started because of ugly Americans.
Yeah, it's
our system. Yeah, yeah.
Info?
Mason.
Probably goes all the way back to the Bush administration. They probably ready to blame that on George
it's
Bush.
Definitely Bush's fault.
Yeah, that's what I would think. Because, I mean, you know, haven't had anything to blame on him lately.
Yeah.
May as well do that.
Oh.
Okay, happy for him.
Happy Thursday.
Yeah.
In 1836, Texas became its own nation with 23 local counties. Well, we are now 254 strong. Because as our state has grown in population, one thing that remains is the need for local government. With locally elected officials like your judge and sheriff, who best know the needs of the people they serve. From running courts to running elections, from building roads to building communities, and much more. Learn more about your county at TexasCountiesDeliver.org. Sponsored by Texas Association of Counties.
Hey, hey, good morning. It's 6:16. Infomaniacs, we're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. All right, 16th of Feb. It's day 47, got 3:18 to go. It's do a Groucho favor day.
Aww.
Yeah, see how that works out for you.
Melt that cold heart of theirs.
Yeah. Cream cheese brownie day.
Okay.
Are they a lot of trouble? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. I've never made them.
Yeah.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, I'm not a brownie person necessarily, but, you know, you put cream cheese on almost anything.
On anything.
That'll work, you know. And sometime if you're just really in a hurry, you just take cream cheese, throw sauce over it, mix it up, and you got a dip, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Makes it really easy. Through with the chew week.
Through with the chew.
Through with the chew.
That must be a tobacco thing,
chewing,
right?
Tobacco. Okay. Right.
Ew, that hairy tongue commercial always creeped me out.
It's just, and, you know, I
understand. Where he's like combing it. Ugh.
There are a lot of people who do that, and that's I understand. But, man.
I mean, all of it's gross. Like, I don't know if I could say any of it's grosser than the other. And this is coming from someone who's smoked for years, who had smoked for years, you know. All of it's gross. I don't know what's grosser, but spitting, all that spit.
I don't know. I never really was around people necessarily who chewed that much or anything.
But, see, I was. I grew up around, I mean, like, my friends.
Oh, yeah. My brother used to dip, and then, like, he would spit in the trash can in his bedroom, and my mom would make me go, like, empty out the trash cans in all the bedrooms, and his was always just, like, a heavy bag of spit. It was gross.
Okay, and
disgusting.
And Chelsea, you hung out with friends who chewed.
Yeah, well, especially I think baseball players.
Okay,
And so a lot of my guy friends who played baseball, I mean, some of them, I have a friend I know had been dipping or chewing since 13.
Oh, see.
Now. And so you know, and not so much anymore, but it's definitely prevalent down in the South, I would think, or even just in Texas.
Did they do anything other than Red Man, or was Red Man the predominant?
My favorite is when you see a girl with the Copenhagen circle in her back pocket.
No. Well, now,
don't want to kiss her.
Yeah, and I'm not above it. I mean, I smoked for years. I really did. I mean, and I enjoyed it and all that and that stuff. But we tried, and I don't remember the name of them, but what they tried to do is come up with a snuff for wimps.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The little pouches?
The little pouches. Yeah, exactly. I have a friend that uses those.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it was like, you know, putting a tea bag in your mouth.
Yeah.
It was a very odd deal.
Yeah, but it's less messy, and you don't get it in, like, the cracks of your teeth.
Sure, that's right.
But if you're a guy and you're of a certain age and you're trying to do that, like, at a party or something, everybody just makes fun of you.
Well,
you just become the wimp,
okay,
you know?
Yeah, but, I mean, also, if we
get shamed.
I don't know who it was, but there was somebody up on the fifth floor who used to chew, and they would go into the bathroom and they just clean their lip out, right?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to see
I will say, some people are really good at disguising it. You wouldn't even know they have anything in. Others are horrible, and it's like, oh, that's what grosses me out.
Yeah, there's
I don't care if you're discreet about it.
Yeah,
but
there's no sensitive way to take that thing out of your mouth.
It's all over your face and your fingers, and you're spitting all over the place. Yeah, it's just gross. Yeah.
All right, moving on,
anyway.
Almonds. Let's talk about almonds, because it's National Almond Day.
Ooh, right, almonds are nice and healthy snacks.
Have you seen what the prices of almonds have done, though?
I really have. I used to buy them all the time, and I thought they were expensive then, but I haven't purchased them in a long time.
And I do. I buy them a lot.
Okay.
I do. I buy them a lot in their, you know, 1 pound bags or whatever those things are.
Right.
But, you know, what I'll do is I'll wait until they're on special, because I'll check which, whether it's CVS or Walgreens, because they'll do that. But, I mean, I think when you don't have a coupon, they're about $10 a pound.
Wow.
Now.
They're pricey.
Yeah. And, of course, they've got all sorts of flavors now.
Oh,
you can do
yeah.
anything in the world if you want to, or you can just go with the naturals. But they are. They're very, very good for you. So, you know, you can slam a few of those. All right. Got birthdays.
We got birthdays. The Weeknd
hey.
Is 27.
Oh. One person.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't know how to spell his name, but, no. you know.
Now, how did that happen? Do we know?
I don't know the story behind him, but okay. he really, you know, not only made a splash with his music, but then he was dating Bella Hadid, who's a supermodel, and now it's rumored that he's with Selena Gomez.
Oh,
so,
man.
I mean, yeah,
oh, he's
making
a splash.
In the news. Yeah,
yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Well, he's 27 today. Okay. Elizabeth Olsen is 28.
The other Olsen.
The other Olsen. Yeah, the one that's not crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
She plays Scarlet Witch in the Avengers movies,
okay.
and she's very good. The Bus, Jerome Bettis.
Hey.
Yeah.
He's 45 today.
Texas A&M still can't tackle him.
That's right.
He was, man, he ran
well,
rampant.
Well, he's not the only one.
Yeah, that's yeah. right. Cotton mm-hmm. Bowl. It was a horrible, horrible mm-hmm. day. Yeah,
we like to remember as a retired Pittsburgh Steelers
there you
running
go.
Back.
There you
yeah.
go.
The Ninth Doctor, Christopher Eccleston.
Oh.
He's 53. He's been in a lot of things. He was in Thor: The Dark World. He was in G.I. Joe. He was in HBO's The Leftovers. And, of course, 28 Days Later. He's been in a lot of stuff.
Sure.
Andy Taylor is 56. Duran Duran guitarist.
Oh, I thought okay. it was the Sheriff in Mayberry.
Yeah, not the Sheriff no. in
okay.
Mayberry.
Yeah, okay.
I might have met that guy. Some of the guys in Duran Duran, I played a show in Austin at one point at Antone's in Austin, and I met
you
Duran
may have
Duran.
Met him.
Yeah,
okay. he may.
Liked my music.
I
so.
Might have
cool.
met him.
I'm not sure if it was him or the lead singer or whoever,
okay.
but yeah,
cool.
they liked my stuff. So.
Good, good.
John McEnroe is 58.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's always a ray of sunshine.
The screamer. Yeah. Lisa Loring is 59, played Wednesday Addams in the original Addams
oh,
Family.
Okay.
Pretty cool. Ice-T is 59 and has a hilarious commercial out these days.
He does. yeah. His real name is Tracy Morrow.
Mm-hmm.
And because at one point he did a rap song called Cop Killer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's been on Law and Order for
how
many years?
Yeah, I love him on SVU.
yeah, yeah, oh. yeah.
John Mulaney, good comic, has a good bit about Ice-T, like just remembering things about the fact that he is in, you know, the crimes division of
yep.
Law
yep.
and Order.
No, well, he's made a
so
lot
you
of money.
Mean to
he's,
say,
yeah. he's done well.
Officer Tutuola.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
LeVar Burton is 60.
Oh, Roots.
Reading Rainbow.
Yeah,
and Roots.
Yeah.
Oh, Reading Rainbow.
yeah.
Oh, man.
Taking you back, huh?
Yeah.
But don't take my word for it.
Yeah.
William Catt is 66. He was the greatest American hero.
Oh, my.
Believe it or not.
And nothing else.
He's walking on air.
There you go. All right, 623.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So the Washington Free Beacon is reporting that former Obama officials waged a secret campaign to oust Donald Trump's national security advisor, General Michael Flynn. Quote, the effort, said to include former Obama administration advisor Ben Rhodes, included a small task force of Obama loyalists who deluged media outlets with stories aimed at eroding Flynn's credibility. Quote, insiders familiar with the anti-Flynn campaign told the Free Beacon that these Obama loyalists plotted in the months before Trump's inauguration to establish a set of roadblocks before Trump's national security team. This is just one of the many examples of how the D.C. swamp is rising up and colluding to take down the 45th president and his entire administration.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to Geico.com. Geico.com. So I recently gave my home a facelift, and I did it the simplest and best way possible. Brand new custom blinds from Blinds.com. And by the way, they have the best customer service you'll ever experience. If you pick the wrong color, Blinds.com will remake those blinds for free. You get free color samples. You get free shipping. So don't miss Blinds.com, their President's Day sale. You get up to 40% off their already low prices site-wide at Blinds.com. Now through February the 21st, just go to Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Rules, restrictions apply.
Jennifer Kishinka with your money now. Alphabet's high-speed internet business Google Fiber has a new CEO, and it cuts several hundred employees as it aims to soon start providing a service wirelessly instead of relying on underground fiber optic cables. The new CEO of Access is Greg McRae, a longtime broadband executive. Google says several hundred Access employees are moving to new jobs at Google and other Alphabet companies. Lenovo shares tumbled nearly 7% in Hong Kong today after reporting weak quarterly earnings. Revenue fell 6%. The computer maker says soaring component costs such as memory and disk drives are eating into its margins. Even as Cisco makes some gains in new areas such as security, the company continues to battle weak customer spending in its core market for networking gear. Revenue fell 3% in its latest quarter due partly to weak spending among some customers on routing and switching systems. Crude oil up 17 cents at $53.28 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are slightly lower. That's your money now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories. The word on the street says we're in for an economic boom, so don't let your business get left behind. If you've been putting off building, now is the time to call General Steel. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price if you call now. For example, a 40 by 60 foot building is still less than $25,000. Even an 80 by 150 foot building is under $99,000.
Imagine 12,000 square feet for under $99,000.
This building is designed for your needs, no wasted space. And you get the General's quality and 50-year structural warranty at a price you can afford. You can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction by calling General Steel today. As much as half. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great. Call now. 866-95-STEEL. It's not too late. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Well, I think it's pretty safe to say if you're going to commit a crime, the last thing you want to do is call the cops on yourself. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. A 27-year-old guy was driving through Utah on Sunday and thought two cars were following him, so he pulled over at a rest stop and he called the cops. But when they showed up, they could tell he was on something. So they searched his truck and ended up finding some pot and over 36 pounds of meth he was hauling. Apparently, he'd either been smoking pot or doing meth while he was driving, and that's why he got paranoid. It's not clear if anyone was really following him or not. When they asked for ID, he gave them a passport that turned out to be fake. They're still trying to figure out what his real name is. He's facing charges for forgery, possession of marijuana, and possession of methamphetamine with intent to distribute. All because he decided to call the cops on himself. The stupid criminals just keep getting stupider. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Society's most critical problems affect millions of people every day. That's why the world needs Texas A&M. From water research to homelessness to disease prevention, Aggies turn every challenge into the next groundbreaking milestone. When they stand together, nothing stands in their way, because Aggies are fearless on every front. Learn how Texas A&M is making an impact in our community and around the world at fearlessfront.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:29. Check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. A little chilly this morning, but it's going to be nice. 67 and winds out of the west. We don't get those very often. 48 for our low temperature tonight. Then pretty nice weather, 72 for Friday. Then we've got sunshine and 80 degrees on Saturday. Sunday gets cloudy, but it's still going to be around 80. And then about 75 on Monday, which, by the way, is President's Day, just so you know. And a 70% chance of showers as we begin next week. Right now, calm winds out there, 79% relative humidity. And we've got 40 degrees.
When a job interviewer says, "So tell me about yourself," what is it they really want to hear? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
A job interview can be nerve-wracking because so much is riding on the outcome. So preparation for the interview is key.
But also just, you know, walking in and having confidence and poise and being able to look at that person in the eye really helps.
Vicki Oliver, author of the book 301 Smart Answers to Tough Interview Questions, says a simple question that often trips people up is, "So tell me about yourself."
There's too much to say. How do you tell somebody about yourself in only a couple of minutes? But what the person is really asking is, draw a line for me about why you're sitting across the table from me. What in your past led you into the field, and why are you here today? That's really what they want to know.
It's not always about the answers you give. A lot of it is just how you handle yourself.
Most of the time, there are no right answers in interview questions. It's not like you're going to get the wrong answer. It's just being able to kind of have an answer and then being able to explain why you have that particular answer. It's your thinking and your rationale.
In every job interview, Vicki believes you should also be prepared to ask some questions about the company.
It's always good to express an interest in the actual company where you're going. And the deeper your questions can go, usually the better.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 40 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Public testimony is underway on three pro-life proposals in the Texas Senate's Health and Human Services Committee. Chairman and Brazos County Senator Charles Schwartner says a state ban on partial birth abortion would join federal legislation that already makes that procedure illegal.
So individuals that are still utilizing that heinous technique in the state can't be prosecuted in state courts. So I think that needs to be changed in the ability to prosecute various abortionists that are utilizing partial birth abortion procedures in Texas need to be prosecuted by state courts.
Senate Bill 8 would also ban the sale of human fetal tissue. Schwartner says Senate Bill 258 would ensure human fetal remains are properly and respectfully disposed. And Schwartner says Senate Bill 415 would ban a controversial abortion procedure where fetal death is caused by dismembering a living fetus in the womb. Last month, Governor Greg Abbott named four emergency items in his State of the State address, including reforming Child Protective Services. Locally, Voices for Children recruits and trains court-appointed special advocates, or CASA volunteers, to help children in foster care. Executive Director Leanna Reich says their goal is to navigate the child into a permanent, loving home as quickly as possible.
And they do that by interviewing family members. Is there another family member that the child might be able to return to safely? Or, you know, is there someone else in this child's life that could provide them with a stable home? They also will meet with the biological parents to find out, are they taking steps to make sure that their house is safe and maybe a place that the child could return to.
Reich says they also serve as a link between the child and the court system to ensure that the child does not get lost in a larger foster care system. The next CASA volunteer orientation is in March. If you're interested in becoming a volunteer or just want some more information, visit vfcbrazos.org. Also from Austin, the debate over changes to the way police seize property is now back in the legislative spotlight. A bipartisan group of lawmakers are now backing a bill by State Senator Connie Burton, which would require a criminal conviction before asset forfeiture can take place. State Senator Chuy Hinojosa says it would stop policing for profit.
Drug task forces do it all the time. They use pretext stops to search a vehicle, either find any cash or any jewelry or anything else of value. They confiscate it.
The debate first hit the national spotlight when the sheriff of Rockwall County told President Trump that they oppose changes to the law. Trump promised to destroy the career of the lawmaker who supported it. A federal judge orders a civil trial against the leaders of the Texas prison system.
At issue is the heat-related death of a 58-year-old inmate in the Hutchins State Jail in the summer of 2011. Larry McCollum was one of the 10 inmates who died in that heat wave. The judge says the state should have air-conditioned prisons. Houston civil rights attorney Randall Callinan says now that there's money at stake,
this might be able to change the behavior of the Texas Department of Criminal Justice to take these other measures, including possibly installing air conditioning at various units.
A statement from the TGCJ says the safety, security, health, and overall well-being of offenders is of paramount importance, and they plan to appeal. Austin York, TSN News.
There's another spike in vehicle burglaries in College Station. Yesterday, between midnight and 2 in the morning, police received 7 reports of victims who parked their vehicles outside apartment complexes. According to CSPD, they were smash-and-grab thefts where suspects took whatever they could. Before that, there were 29 vehicle burglaries in College Station going back to last Thursday. 15 were reported last Saturday. In Bryan, police received 6 cases ranging from 0 to 2 reports a day during the same period. For more than 2 years, the Texas Department of Public Safety has been looking for a gang member with ties to Bryan and Hearn. DPS has announced adding 32-year-old Michael Christopher Sanchez to their top 10 most wanted fugitives list. Sanchez is wanted for engaging in organized criminal activity and parole violation. Online at WTAW.com is a mugshot and information about how to claim a reward for up to $7,500. A Silsbee, Texas man died following a crash early yesterday morning near the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Bryan police report a pickup driven by 23-year-old Ross Lightfoot was going east on Villa Maria near Lakeview when it crossed the center line and struck the driver's side door of another pickup. Lightfoot was declared dead at the scene. The other driver, who was not identified, was taken to a local hospital for treatment of minor injuries. The BPD news release states speed was a contributing factor in the collision, which was reported just after 1:30 yesterday morning. Which are Brazos County's 10 fastest growing private companies? This is the 24th year of the Bryan Rotary 10 Business Performance Awards, and the nomination period is underway.
Be an independent, privately held corporation, proprietorship, or partnership. You have to be located in the Brazos Valley, have a 5-year sales history, have an increase in revenue from the preceding fiscal year, and have gross sales between $50,000 and $25 million.
Nominations Committee Chairman Hayden Riley says applications are available online at bryan-rotary.org. Nominations will be taken through March 15th. After entries are scored by the Texas A&M Mays Business School, the winners will be announced June 14th. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 40 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Wegward Inc. in Calvert is a tractor supply company that offers the small town attention you miss with large town dealers. At Wegward Inc., you'll always get upfront, no-hassle pricing on Massey Ferguson and Coyote tractors. And with spring right around the corner, it's time to get ready to take care of those weeds. Stop in now to see their 300 and 500-gallon spray rigs in stock and special pricing on 12-foot Batwing shredders by Bushwhacker. Go see Lance and Joe at Wegward Inc. on Highway 6 in Calvert. Visit WegwardInc.com or Google Tractor Dealer in Calvert.
The BCS Chamber of Commerce, the Brazos Valley Restaurant Association, and title sponsor HEB present the most flavorful event of the year, A Taste of Aggieland. Hi, this is Rich White with HEB. For only $30 per ticket, you can sample delicious food and beverage from our local restaurateurs. And new this year, we have a chef-prepared prime dining experience, which includes a three-course dinner and wine pairings. Call the Chamber at 260-5200 for availability. We'll see you at The Taste of Aggieland on Tuesday, February 21st at the Expo Center. Visit bcschamber.org for more information.
Does your business want to reach seniors in the Brazos Valley? Then the upcoming issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is the place to advertise. Brazos Wellness is a 48-page local publication filled with local articles that active seniors love to read. Plus, it's direct mailed, distributed at racks all over town, and will be available at the upcoming Senior Expo. To place an ad for your business in the Brazos Wellness Magazine for senior living, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email Sam at BrianBroadcasting.com.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. 2017 is a different kind of year. If you're frustrated and not sure what to do, come see us at Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We have options for you. With a new year and a new president, we are keeping up with the changes as they happen. Call us at 691-2345 or drop by, and thanks again for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 13 years. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, 691-2345. You are more than just a number to us.
Good morning, it's 641. Infomaniacs, our weather is brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure is situated to the southwest of the Austin area this morning. It's going to result in lots of sunshine today. Temperatures should reach 65 to 70 this afternoon. Clouds will be increasing tonight. Lows will be 45 to 50. Tomorrow, clouds, maybe a stray shower. Temperatures will be 65 to 70. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Turning partly sunny Saturday and warmer, a high of 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, junior Trinity Harrington pitched a shutout last night to lead the A&M softball team to a win over Sam Houston State. Meanwhile, the Aggie men's and women's basketball teams hit the court tonight, and we've got previews from coaches Billy Kennedy and Gary Blair. And in the NBA, one of the three teams from Texas earned a victory on the hardwood last night, but the other two, not quite so lucky. We'll take a look at the details. Coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm going to really try to not be politically incorrect. I might fail.
I feel like when you preface with that,
yeah, it's I know.
Only going to be followed by.
Yeah, I mean, we'll talk about the politics stuff in a minute. Okay, I don't know the specific circumstances behind the prisoner who died because of no air conditioning in prison.
Right.
But I'm wondering how many people are incarcerated in an air-conditioned prison, and their mother lives someplace that's not air-conditioned.
Uh-huh.
Good point.
I mean, until we have all those folks who, through circumstances not of their control, don't have air conditioning, I don't think we need to be air-conditioned in the prisons. I mean, that's just my opinion.
I mean, air conditioning hasn't always been around.
No, it hasn't.
Let's keep that in mind.
And they build prisons differently than they used
to. But it is 2017.
That's right. I mean, they take that kind of thing into account now that they can have air conditioning. But
I'm just saying that it's not a necessity.
Right.
In Texas?
It's kind of like there's no hot water in the
showers.
When
you're living in a concrete oven?
And that's what I say, is that they are built with that in mind, that they will be air conditioned.
Right.
But
and I'm not saying it's not terrible. I'm just saying that
How about a big old fan? I could do a big old fan.
Yeah, there's actually a company called Big Ass Fan.
That's right. And that'd be fine. You could put those in there.
It's all we had in our big concrete oven when I was in elementary school gym. You know, we just had big fans.
Well, and so I'm, yeah, that's one. And We're not even going to get into a day without immigrants yet. We're going to do that next hour.
All right.
They got that going on. But in the meantime, I mean, we've got plenty of other stuff. It's clear, you know, it's kind of like an NFL owners meeting. If you're rich and you've been rich for a long time, you expect things to go your way. And that's all there is to it. And I'm sure that our president has that feeling every once in a while. So, you know, yesterday, White House Chief of Staff Rince Priebus and his strategist Stephen Bannon did a phone interview just so everybody would know that they're getting along fine and doing a great job. Because if you didn't, then you'd know that, you know, they're having a little problem.
Mm-hmm.
Prez is doing a pretty smart thing this weekend. He's going to have another one of those rallies. Remember when he did that a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago or so, went out and did some rallies and, you know, people yelling and it kind of got folks rejuvenated again. Mm-hmm. So since he had to, he's going to have to find a labor secretary since the nominee backed out yesterday because of stuff in his past, then and his present too with the wage and hour stuff. Anyhow, so he's going to have a big wingding at 5 o'clock on Saturday in Florida, because he's down there.
Florida.
But in the meantime, let's see what the leader of the free world has got to say today.
So this is great. I found this article just the other day. For the first time since taking office, President Donald Trump on Monday didn't tweet before 8:15 a.m. Eastern on a weekday.
Sleeping in.
Yeah.
Huh?
So that was earlier this week. Okay. But since then, he has definitely been busy.
Oh, yeah.
So just an hour ago, he tweeted, "Stock market hits a new high with the longest winning streak in decades."
Yeah. It's
great
rocking.
Level of confidence and optimism even before the tax plan rollout.
Yeah.
Shortly after, he says leaking and even illegal classified leaking has been a big problem in Washington for years. Failing at New York Times and others must apologize. And then just 43 minutes ago, he tweets, "The spotlight has finally been put on the low-life leakers. They will be caught."
Low-life leakers.
I just hear the word leakers, and I think of, like, a diaper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A leaky diaper.
Yeah. Which is Washington.
And
so
there
it's
you go.
Leader of the free world. Gotta love it. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell tells the Weekly Standard that President Trump should measure his public words more carefully and ease off on the Twitter. He said, quote, "His approval rating would be 10 to 15 points higher if he allowed himself to stay on message."
No. People love it.
They do.
That's why people approve.
What he's saying makes everything harder. Well, Mitch, there were
maybe
times when
should.
You did that too.
Yeah.
McConnell insisted that he has a really good relationship with Trump, citing an hour they spent together at the White House last week. Well, that's good, but again, he seems more like one of us when he's doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just jealous because they don't know how Twitter works. They don't know how to tweet.
They need to get a staffer to help them understand
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. They have an intern to do it for them. Meanwhile, he's over there on his own device just.
And again, that is a direct connection with the people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how many million people's he got following him?
Let's see. Oh, I just exited out.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do we got today's
tons.
Number is? Yeah,
today's
tons.
He's got tons and tons. Huge. He's got 25 million followers.
That's a huge number.
Exactly. He can just lay that out there and the media goes, but you have to go through us. We have to be able to put the prism up so that they can understand what you're saying.
So that we spin it towards
and that's
the left.
And that's the greatest part. He uses like the most simplified terms and words in his tweets.
And to wit, I think I'll have to go look it up. I think it's The Daily Show has an app now that you can you download that and it'll show Trump's tweets written in crayon like it was by a fourth grader, which is pretty cute. 6:48.
They had a look, an attitude, and a sound like no other. Sure, they were born in Jersey, but they were made in America.
Jersey Boys, Broadway's Tony Award-winning best musical about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, coming to Rudder Auditorium February 22nd through 26th. Tickets at mscopus.org.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you bought a dog and that dog was worth several thousands of dollars, you'd probably be taking the best possible care of your dog. Well, consulting arborists will tell you that even a semi-mature shade tree can add many thousands of dollars of value to an average urban lot in Texas. Trees come at a premium, and it's the wisest gardeners among us who acknowledge their value and attend to their needs regularly. Let's track those smart plant people around through the year to see what we can learn. A year-round tree program right after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes outside. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week 800-752-752. Grow or order anytime at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. We're going to start our tree program in late winter. Winter, of course, is a prime time for pruning and shaping. The dormant season is when you want to remove errant growth. Each cut is critical, so always have a purpose for your pruning. Never top trees for any alleged reason, crepe myrtles included, and use caution not to damage the trunk in the process. If your trees have roots that are threatening a sidewalk, drive, or foundation, sever them by the end of the winter, preferably earlier, so the plant can regrow new roots before summer. Dig an 18-inch deep trench that extends 15 or 20 feet along the concrete surface and install a root barrier vinyl to prevent future root growth and potential damage. Winter is also the season during which you want to dig and relocate existing trees. Your time is quickly running out. If you have one that you need to move from one part of your yard to another or out of nature into your landscape, get it done before it starts growing. Spring sees the most vigorous new growth in our shade trees, and as a result, it's the time to feed them to foster new shoots. Use a high nitrogen or all nitrogen fertilizer, no weed killer included, just as the buds are beginning to swell and open. The most active area of feeder roots will be out around the tree's drip line right beneath the outer canopy, and that's where you want to concentrate your fertilizer. I like to put it on the surface and water it in. You may notice bark falling from your tree's trunk in the spring, other seasons as well. That normally is a very natural occurrence, no cause for concern. Now, if you see active decay beneath where the bark is falling, then you do have a problem and an arborist ought to be called out. Summer is the season when trees run into the greatest number of problems. Hot, dry weather alone will cause largely fast-growing trees like cottonwoods and mulberries, catalpas, and sycamores to shed large numbers of leaves. They may be scorched around the edges as well. Insects and even diseases will show up in the summer when your shade trees are stressed by the extreme heat. So you need to keep an eye on your trees during the summertime and make sure that they don't run aground. Autumn is a great time to assess your tree's successes and failures and to determine what moves you need to make next. Fall is the best possible season for planting new trees for containers. Nurseries have good supplies of quality trees. You can compare them side by side that way. I'm Neil Sperry, ready with the Reds in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:54. The number 17 Texas A&M softball team defeated Sam Houston State 2-0 behind a complete game shutout by junior Trinity Harrington yesterday at the Aggie Softball Complex. Here's Coach Joe Evans on Harrington's performance.
I thought she was terrific tonight, really. She had great bite on her drop ball, and
Just a small adjustment she made in the bullpen yesterday made all the difference.
Harrington fanned eight and allowed only one hit to earn her second victory and first shutout of the season. The Aggies next put their 19-game non-conference home win streak on the line this weekend as they host Missouri State, New Mexico, and Stephen F. Austin in the Texas A&M Invitational at the Aggie Softball Complex beginning tomorrow, and you can hear all the games on Willie 1550. Out on the hardwood, the A&M men's basketball team completes the second half of a quick two-game road trip tonight as they visit Memorial Gym in Nashville to face Vanderbilt. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy on playing Vandy for a second time.
It's important that we said this before, that we have a good start against them, because when they come out shooting the ball well and jump out on people, it's hard to catch up just by style of play.
The Aggs are 13-11 on the season and 5-7 in SEC play. Vanderbilt, meanwhile, brings a 12-13 overall record into tonight's affair after losing at Missouri 72-52 on Saturday. Tip-off for tonight's game is scheduled for 6 p.m. with pregame at 5:30, and you can catch the action on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Meanwhile, the number 23 A&M women's team also hits the court tonight, where they'll look to extend their four-game winning streak against the LSU Lady Tigers inside the Pete Maravich Assembly Center. Coach Gary Blair.
We always have good games. We beat them by 2 points here, and we led for a total of 31 seconds in the ball game. So it won't be hard to get our team up.
The Aggs won 61-59 at number 24 Tennessee in their last game as Kyla Hillsman's put back with 4 seconds to play gave the Aggies a 2-point victory. Hillsman, who scored 19 points in her other game last week against Alabama, earned SEC Player of the Week honors for her efforts. Tip-off for the women's game tonight is scheduled for 7 p.m. with pregame at 6:45, and you can hear Tom Turbeville and Steve Miller call it all on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NBA,
there's a fresh 24 here.
Dedmon, Hoffman did not hit the rim.
No, it didn't.
Oh, my.
Dwayne Dedmon from Tony Parker.
Wow.
LaMarcus Aldridge scored 23 points and Kawhi Leonard added 22, leading the San Antonio Spurs to a 107-79 victory over the shorthanded Orlando Magic last night. San Antonio is in the middle of playing 8 consecutive road games with the final 2 on tap after the break. Meanwhile, in Houston,
Whiteside against Capella. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 105th dunk of the season. He's got 6 points in the quarter and 16 for the game.
Hassan Whiteside had 23 points, 14 rebounds, and 5 blocks to help the Miami Heat beat the Houston Rockets 117-109 last night. James Harden had 38 points, 12 rebounds, and 12 assists for his 15th triple-double of the season to lead the Rockets, who lost for the second time in 7 games. And in Auburn Hills, Michigan,
Reggie Jackson connects.
Garrett Williams got caught on the screen just momentarily, but Reggie Jackson had a sufficient amount of room to get his shot off uncontested.
Reggie Jackson scored 22 points, and the Detroit Pistons beat the Dallas Mavericks 98-91 last night. Dirk Nowitzki had 13 of his 24 points in the third quarter to help the Mavericks rally. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Bubba Dixon here. At Tom Light Chevrolet, we're always finding new ways to shed new light on a better buying experience. Whether it's our huge selection of over 200 new cars, trucks, and SUVs, the most competitive internet pricing around, or just simply amazing service, you'll always find the light at the end of the car buying tunnel off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan or at tomlight.com. Since 1972, all roads lead to Tom White Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum's Education Department has developed a new educational app called White House Dinner Dash. Help President George Bush and the First Lady entertain foreign leaders and guests while building diplomatic relations. This is a lighthearted, fast-paced educational game about White House state dinners during the presidency of our 41st president. Now available on Apple, Android, and desktop devices. Visit bush41.org for more information.
Brenham National Bank believes that when you need money from an ATM, you don't want to drive all over town looking for your bank's ATMs. That's why with Reward Checking or Reward Tunes Checking from Brenham National Bank, you can use any ATM you can find and we'll refund your ATM fees. It's easy to get what you need. Ask us about Reward Checking or Reward Tunes Checking from Brenham National Bank. Use any ATM you can find. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Gonna be 67 degrees today with lots of sunshine. 48 tonight, about 72 tomorrow. Got some clouds rolling in. 81 on Saturday and 80 on Sunday, but Showers after that rolling in. 40 degrees right now. WTAW College Station, Bryan. It's 7 o'clock. Oh, no, it's not. Look at that. I blew the time. I haven't done that in a long time. Well, in the meantime, then, how about this? What you want to aspire to is the best that you can be, right?
Of course.
Even if that happens to be bagging groceries.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right? I mean, because after all, there ought to be competitions for that. And I don't know if they do it in real bags or if they do it in, like, plastic bags, because there is a difference when it comes to that. But nevertheless, an Ohio college student has been named the nation's top grocery bagger.
That's awesome.
It is. A 23-year-old student at the University of Akron. His name is Brady Long. He's a bagger at Bueller.
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 Bueller. Bueller.
Yeah, Bueller's Fresh Foods, the National Grocery Association's Best Bagging Championship in Las Vegas. He wins $10,000.